Welcome to my world, Brother Stu, where 2 years ago I woke up early. It was going to be a busy day, Diane's birthday and a sick friend in the hospital that needed some cheer. I was thinking about HG's world, Tom Daschle and the rest of the Bushwhackers still counting Florida hanging chads, and I wondered if Major League Baseball's word juiced, accounting for the unusual rash of home runs. Suddenly, my phone erupted. HG, turn on your TV and get ready to come into work. America had been attacked. My first thought that unfortunately I shared on the air was, those bastards, those cowardly bastards. I was very angry. After the African embassies and the USS Cole, I knew these people hated our very existence, but it never dawned on me they would violate American soil and take their hatred out on innocent civilians. A lot of people needed sympathy. I needed revenge, retaliation, and American resolve to not let this one just kind of slip away. I shed no tears, but realizing how little I could do, I was frustrated and depressed. I felt better when the red blood of the victims turned red, white, and blue. Flags were unfurled from coast to coast with patriotism everywhere. That patriotism has now been tempered by race, politics, greed, and blind ambitions, despite the administration's diligent efforts to make our homeland more secure. When President Bush announced war on all terrorists and those nations that harbor them, I looked ahead. I saw several small skirmishes and maybe 3 or 4 major offensives, each one taking longer than the previous one, and I saw a lot of political backsliding and opposition as votes would become more important than the task at hand. After only 2 years, we're ending phase 2, actually, according to my clock, ahead of schedule. We will see many more 9/11 anniversaries before we are totally out of harm's way, but we must hold firmly onto the emotions and resolve we shared 2 years ago. Some will say it's wrong and we have a choice, but realistically, we don't. No matter how much rhetoric is spewed off of the political campaign stumps, even if it hurts, we must remember the day of infamy, that horrible day. We must continue to roll with American resolve. My fellow Americans, no matter what your race, religion, or political persuasion, we have no other options but to remember 9/11 as I see it. I'm H. G. Listiak.